Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Live from Atlanta, the moment you wait for all week. Your chance to get informed, entertained, and occasionally outraged. Welcome to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And we welcome you aboard. Welcome aboard. Get your day started with us. You have 2 months until Christmas. In the longest year that God ever, ever thought up. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, when you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. In the longest year that God ever drew up on a whiteboard. Do you think he uses a whiteboard? You think he sits there and plots 2020? And for those of you who are offended if I mention God and I had a long diatribe from a professor on the West Coast last week, saying that I was shoving religion down people's throats. As I said to him on email, sir, I appreciate it. And I hope when you get your show, you talk about things that interest you. Yes. Sorry if it offends you. It offends your sensibilities. I don't know if he draws it up, if there is some, you know, I don't know what vision you have of a supreme being. But when he drew up 2020, he really just decided, I'm going to mess with people. I'm going to see what they're made of. And I'm going to see if we can shake some people up. I hope you've been up to the challenge. I know it has challenged me to entirely different levels. And I'm just glad that we get to hang out every single week here on this show, the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And got to check out our friends at Rocket Mortgage. They do a great job. Certainty in the home buying process, that's something that everybody needs. Check out my friends at Rocket Mortgage, and I appreciate them being a part of the show. We begin today with more of that uncertainty, right? What makes sense? 2 + 2 = 4. 3 + 3 = 6. Large payroll is supposed to defeat small payroll every single time. That's what you've been told by the franchises in pro sports that refuse to spend money, or that say they can't afford to spend money. You've always been told that they won't be able to compete because the big market teams are always going to win. The Tampa Bay Rays being 2 wins from a World Series championship, and yes, Dodger fans, I get it. You're 2 wins away too. But you are the epitome of starting life on third base. Dodger fan, you start life on third base. If having a team, and just walk through this with me, having a team that has a chance to make the postseason every year in baseball, I would say you're starting life on first base. Having a team that is expected to make the postseason, considered one of the favorites in Major League Baseball, you would be starting life on second base. When you are the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox organization, others that have endless, bottomless dollars to spend. You're also favorites to make the postseason almost every single year. You are starting life on third base. It doesn't get any better than that. And then you've got the Rays, who have my immense admiration. Because one thing that fascinates me as a businessman, and as you know, I love business. I could talk business with you constantly. I enjoy the business end of sports incredibly. What the Tampa Rays have created, and people are now trying to spin it off that the Dodgers are the reason, because everything sort of came off the Dodgers organization, the Braves general manager, off the Dodgers organization, even though he really was off the Toronto organization where he was the head man in Alex Anthopoulos, and you heard him on the show a couple weeks ago. I'm always fascinated when someone can take what they've got and really make it work to a maximize every single dollar. Are we budgeting right? Yesterday we went to the outlets. So it was our trip up to the pumpkin patch, get a pumpkin that Olivia and I can carve, and now that we are into her junior year of high school, I will begin to start to cry that our tradition of carving the pumpkin every year is winding down, because she'll be on a college campus, and I don't think she's going to be saying, "Dad, here's what I want to do. I want to go back to Atlanta, and I want to go to the pumpkin patch with you." I don't think that's going to happen, but we are going to have a damn good time doing it while we can. But we go to the pumpkin patch, which is way north of Atlanta. Like, you know, it's 60 miles from our house. And then on the way back, around 15 miles back, there are outlets. And no one likes shopping in the outlets more than me, because you see, I'm the Tampa Bay Rays of talk show hosts. You see, I have always lived my life like the Tampa Rays, because I have tried to maximize my budget. I've tried to not spend. I've tried to constantly be thinking about balancing out the future. And when you get chicken Caesared, when you get taken to lunch after 20 years and told you don't have a job anymore, a lot of people would be like, "Oh my gosh, what am I going to do?" Well, thankfully, my tactics have said, "Okay, you got plenty of time to find your next job. Relax. You got money in the bank because you Tampa Bay raised it. I didn't live like the Dodgers." So we go to the outlets yesterday, and I'm debating whether to, you know, okay, well, what do I need? I need two new pairs of jeans, thankfully. By the way, Anthony, one more week left. So next Sunday's November 1st. It'll be 3 months. I sit 25 and a half pounds less than I did on August 1st today.
Great job.
25 and a half pounds less. Now, I'm a little concerned that this month it's only been like 4.5 pounds. But I haven't been like cheating a lot or anything like that. Occasionally I'll have a cheap meal, but it's slowed down, but it's still happening. It's still happening, but I'm very happy. I think I'm getting closer to where my body wants to be weight-wise, but I feel great. Feel great. Got a new suit. Now, unfortunately, it's a black suit because not to be gallows humor, but I needed to know with my mom's situation, I needed to go get a new suit. So I've already gotten the suit. So we go up to the outlets yesterday, and I realized I shop like I'm the Tampa Rays, and I'm not the Dodgers, but I'm most certainly able to shop like, I should be able to shop like the Mets or the Phillies. And I'm sitting and scrutinizing, do I want the 2-for-1 jeans for $100? Or do I want the one pair of jeans for $50? And I ended up with my wife pretty much just texting me from another store at the outlets and just being like, "Honey, go spend money. Enjoy yourself. Go get two pairs of jeans." But that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I'm the Rays. I have a Rays mentality. That's why what the Rays do fascinates me, because they're doing it better than other people. They're smarter. They're more adept. And last night's wild finish to the game, if you haven't seen it, it was crazy. And I wondered if the Rays offense just was going to be able to do anything against the Dodgers. And now they find themselves in a best of three with a chance to win a world championship. And honestly, I will root heavily for the Rays to beat the Dodgers, because I'm the Rays. I'm not the Dodgers. I don't live like the Dodgers. I don't just pull the credit card out and say, "I'll pay for it another day. We got money in the bank. Hey, I got money to spend. Let's light cigars with hundreds." I don't. I'm going to root for the Rays. Now, for you folks down in Florida, where the hell are you? Where have you been for this team? And stop it with the BS excuses. How does this team not have immense support and an immense following? And it's very hard to get there, or it's very, very difficult to drive over there. Gosh, one thing that I'm assured of, the Rays deserve better. The Rays deserve a hell of a lot better than they're getting. Congratulations Dodgers and Rays tied at 2. Welcome to the party, Big Ten. Glad to have you. Yes. Well, I was on a hayride yesterday morning. I'm thinking, well, Big Ten football starting today. This is strange. Usually teams have got 7 games under their belt by the time I take a pumpkin patch ride. By the way, Burt's Farm killing it in North Atlanta. Got to check them out. So welcome to the party, Big Ten. I wonder if Dan Wolken of USA Today peered out from under his covers yesterday, peeked out of the blinds, because I guarantee he hasn't been out of his house in probably 7 months. He peeks outside, looks outside. Is it safe? Is it safe yet? Can we actually go outside? As the Big Ten comes back to work, we have a definitive answer. Yes, definitively. The other conferences got it right. And now the Big Ten joins the party. Well, let's be honest. Ohio State joins the party. Ohio State joins the party. We knew this. Oh, I've been saying it for 3 weeks that I expected Ohio State to show up and be immediately. Let me in. College football playoff, let me in. Let me get enough games under our belt that I can play enough that the college football playoff committee gives me one of those seats at the table. And guess what? If I see Ohio State play 6-7 times, good enough for me. If they play to the level that I expect them to be able to play. But come on. Big Ten's got nothing past Ohio State. Nothing that we're talking about for the college football playoff. Okay? So nothing. Not a disrespect to the... Look, there's some very, very good... There's good teams. There's good teams in the college football playoff discussion. That could be in the marginal discussion of, could they be a dark horse? Yeah. But Ohio State is the team that belongs. They look like they belong. They got to play a little better than they did yesterday, but they look like they belong. And that's exactly what I expected. And to me, again, Justin Fields, young man, played his high school football down here in Atlanta near the studios of 6-8 of the Fan, where I broadcast every week. And Justin Fields, to me, his leadership of the student athletes in the Big Ten, his poise and his spokesmanship to attempt to get Big Ten football back, Justin Fields has shown me so much off the field about what kind of a leader and what kind of a gentleman and what kind of a talent he is. If I'm an NFL team, yes, Trevor Lawrence is the grand prize, right? Grand prize. But with the right mind, leading the team, the right system, and Justin Fields, you could be sitting on Willy Wonka's golden ticket. Golden ticket. Because immediately, that young man's a difference maker. And we're going to need the laugh track later, Anthony, on the show. Insert the laugh track, because what Penn State did yesterday. They stink! Yeah, they do. They do, yeah. And I've said it before to you, that I believe James Franklin is flat out, hands down, no questions asked, the most consistently overrated coach in collegiate sports. Consistently overrated. Bill Self may join him. Bill Self in college, there's no question to me. James Franklin. I was hearing it when I was up with my mom last week, and it looks like I'll be getting on a plane here at some point, going back up maybe even later today. I ran into some of my buddies who are Penn State fans. Oh, man. You keep talking about Ohio State. Keep running your mouth. Penn State, baby, in the mix. Penn State. James Franklin, he's just amazing. And I'm like, you realize you sing the same tune to me every year. And what they did yesterday is, yes, it is poor planning. It is failure to communicate. It is lack of institutional control. And God knows we know Penn State knows all about that. It's all about it. We got so many stories that are absolutely delicious to me today that we're going to get to. So many stories that have the human element in them, which much more interests me than sometimes the X's and O's. If you want an X's and O's show, you picked the wrong spot. And you know that by now if you listen to this show. X's and O's talk, we don't get into the X's and O's. I love the human element. I love failure. I love success. I love people overcoming challenges. I love internal drama. And we've got it all. It's like a General Hospital script in front of me today that I'm going to have available for you. And our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I will leave the phone lines open for you all day today so we can have a chance to chat. And it's sponsored by Geico. If you want to know what's really scary, seeing how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico will tell you, why have I been spending so much for so long? It's going to keep you up at night. Look, make the switch to Geico and you can start saving today. And just an update, so many of you kindly have reached out to me about Betty, and you've heard my mom on the show many, many times over the years. Just an update, my mom has been switched to hospice in-house nursing care. So she is getting hospice nursing in her own apartment, and we believe the time is running down. And she's telling us that the time is running down. So I don't know how much time she's got. But what I can tell you is this, and I hope this doesn't offend the professor from the West Coast. But guess what? It's the John Kincaid Show, and I'm going to say it anyway, professor, and I hope you tuned in this morning. My mom is an inspiration to me, and she is so strong and so tough. And she absolutely has zero fear of passing on to what she believes is her eternal reward. And I think of all the great things my mom has done for me in my life. Losing my dad, my 16th birthday, losing my father. I wasn't always the easiest kid to corral. And I think of all the great things she did for me and all the things that she has helped me as her days wind down. But I tell you, this parting gift on the way out the door may be the best of all. A woman of amazing faith, a woman of amazing backbone and amazing strength, who in the face of death is completely fearless. And that gift to her child and my siblings and to others is just a message of the life well lived. And I'm okay. And I've had a lot of people reach out and they're like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm very okay. And you know why? Because even at her advanced age, she's still looking out for her baby. She's still looking out for her baby, her gray-haired baby. Now, look, he's still Studley. Studley. I mean, Studley as it comes. But she's still looking out for her baby. And I thank all of you who reached out during the week. You guys are the absolute best. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I don't like this version of this American coaching icon. Whenever this guy has gotten in his own way a lot, when really he shouldn't. We'll get to it next. It's the John Kincaid Show. Welcome aboard CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Now you can understand why he constantly got in trouble at school. Class resumes here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. That's what's weird when you go home and you visit your hometown and you go back and you see people and you see your friends and drive by your grade school. Like I was the hotel where I stayed when I was up hanging out with my mom, and the one where, by the way, great little stop. You can email me. I'll tell you where to hit it up in Newtown Square. And so the hotel where I stayed, I had to drive by my grade school and my Catholic parish like a couple times a day. And you look back at the school. Now, the school's much bigger. They built onto it and everything. It's beautiful. Did a great job. St. Anastasia, great place. But, Anthony, when I drive by my grade school, feelings come over me.
Like, memories.
Yeah, like feelings come flooding back to me. Usually about Sister Mary of Fatima, my seventh grade nun.
Slapping you on the hand with the ruler?
She didn't slap with a ruler. No, she went all fists. She went backhand. She went the backhand. And this woman was a absolute devotee of the big man upstairs. And how 7th grade boys, 12-year-olds or 11-year-olds, whatever it was at the time, whatever she did, the woman was a saint. Because we tormented her.
Yeah, you deserved it.
I feel terrible. We were bad little boys sometimes. And it wasn't only me. I told you before, there'd be a test going on. And we'd be doing a test or something, and she'd be walking up and down the aisles to make sure no one's cheating. And we'd have our heads down, and I would whisper my own name. And I'd go, John. John. And she would proceed to just whack Larry O'Connor on the back of the head. Or one of my other classmates, saying, leave him alone. Like someone was trying to cheat off me. I was terrible.
I was the complete opposite. I was such a little goody two-shoes. I was the teacher's pet. And they all loved me.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, I was the teacher's pet. Every single one of them.
Father Corkery at Cardinal O'Hara High School. So go to my mom's apartment. I would go by my high school, too, where I am in the Hall of Fame. And somehow they must have burned my student file. And Father Corkery in 10th grade, Russian history. You always knew if Father Corkery was having a good day, because when he was having a bad day, he'd come in and he'd go, take out your notes. There was no textbook. This man taught history with no textbook. And it was the most riveting history class I've ever had. God rest his soul. Father Corkery was cool stuff. But some days he loved my class clown act. Some days he hated it. And one day he hated it so bad, he just goes, Mr. Kincaid, do you think this is a floor show? Get up here. He said, you did the reading assignment last night. You teach. And he proceeded to say, get your blank up here. And I had to go to the front of the room, and he proceeded to take my seat. I had read the work. I had read our homework the night before, gone over my notes, and read the passages. He had handed out some passages, like 3 or 4 pages to read, and on like a mimeograph paper, back when they had mimeographs. And so I read it, and then so I was prepared. And I got up there and started to tell the story and started to, about what I read. He was getting so pissed that he just started to disrupt the class by making little one-liners and everything. And I was like, sir, could we stop? Do you want to teach this class? I tried to use some of his lines, and he got so frustrated, he threw me back to my seat and started to teach again because I was prepared. So I pissed him off. He thought, oh, he's making jokes in the back of the class, but he didn't realize I was completely prepared. I loved my teachers. God bless you all. Anybody who put up with young John, seriously, idiots having to deal with me. You should have demanded a pay raise. I love Dabo Swinney. I can tell you that every single person that I've ever crossed paths with who has had personal interaction with Dabo Swinney has the exact same response. Genuine is sort of the overwhelming message. The coach of Clemson is as good a guy as you think he might be. Now, you might hate him because his football team wins so much. You might hate him because he has built Clemson into a powerhouse that it wasn't. Clemson was a national power for a period of like 2 or 3 years in the early 80s. And then they were wandering listlessly many, many times for the next 30 years. Dabo Swinney has turned them into a powerhouse. And by the way, doing it really, really the right way. But one of the things about being genuine, I guess, is that sometimes you get in your own way. You answer questions honestly. Dabo was so upset yesterday. He got defensive about his team after winning the game because he was getting a bunch of questions about, man, your team didn't play well. They were winning by a small margin in the third quarter of a game against Syracuse. And they're winning by 6 points in the third quarter against Syracuse. Dabo Swinney's getting asked in questions about it after the game, and he's like, what's going on here? We're talking about a win, right? It's a win, right? We won this game, right? And you guys are coming with this negativity. Dabo's the same guy who, as college students are fighting for their rights, college athletes, and trying to get more of a say, more power, more than just the stipend they get now. Dabo Swinney throws it out there that, well, you know, if college athletes start getting paid, I think I'm done with the college game. Why would I care? There are people that get paid more than me in this business. Right now that I'm full-time unemployed, there are a lot of people who make more than me in this business. What am I saying? But when I was making really, really good money, I never cared that somebody else was making more. And I never cared that somebody else was getting theirs. And I wondered why Dabo Swinney would be worried about that. Unless he was worried about losing a modicum of control as a college coach by having college players get paid. And what comes with being underachieving? When you underachieve in a game, and yesterday, look, whether Dabo wants to hear it or not, they underachieved. You're up by six to Syracuse in the third quarter of a football game, and you're Clemson, you're underachieving that game. And it's okay to be called out on it. 855-212-4CBS. Larry in South Bend joins us. Larry, good morning. You're on the John Kincaid Show. They're playing some defense up there in South Bend, or the offenses stink? What is it?
Well, a couple of things. Yeah, Notre Dame looked really impressive after scoring 12 against Louisville.
But defensively, they look really fantastic.
What I really want to talk about, if it's okay, I'm a proud 1984 graduate of Indiana.
You should be proud of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if it wasn't for this virus, man, they would have been hanging from the goalpost yesterday. You know, and I'm listening to the legendary Don Fisher. For like 5 hours, I invested in this thing, and it was the most exciting and the ugliest game I ever witnessed. But it was great. You know, we knock off the number 8 team in the country, and you know, this is after getting 50 yards of total offense in the first half. And so, you know, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Minnesota, we won 8 games last year. We went to the Gator Bowl, barely missed that. We're going to come and get those guys someday.
I love hearing your enthusiasm for it, but Larry, I'm going to derail you for a second. You were on Indiana's campus during the Season on the Brink era.
I was.
By the way, John Feinstein, who doesn't care for me much, John doesn't like me much anymore, but he is one of my all-time, if I have five fingers, he's one of my all-time favorite authors. He's freaking amazing.
It's the only book I've ever read twice.
Guess what? I think I've read it 6 times.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I've read it 6 times. It's so amazing. Love it. How was it to live that?
Oh, to have Coach Knight be your coach. Everybody
yes.
loved him. Everybody
I mean,
loved
seriously.
Him. He was a father figure to 32,000. You know?
What an era, man. Thank you, Larry. I got to run. But that was awesome. Yeah, John doesn't like me much. Anthony, do you still talk to John?
We sent emails 2 months ago was the last time.
Well, you tell him I love him if you cross paths again.
I should take this clip and I'll email it to him.
He's a great guy. Well, he's a freaking cool. He is one of my. If I got five fingers, I don't. You know what? I don't even get to finger four without getting to John Feinstein. I don't get to finger four. And that doesn't mean that I stop on the middle finger. I know what people are thinking right now. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he's one of the best authors I've ever read. John doesn't care for me much. It breaks my heart. Maybe you can mend that fence.
I'll bring you two back together.
Yeah, you can do that.
Wants to hear from you, even if he doesn't always act like it. Call the John Kincaid Show now at 855-212-4CBS.
Who are you going to call?
John Kincaid.
There's something weird
Is it a violation, Anthony, if I tell you that I did not think this movie was funny?
Oh, come on. It's hysterical.
I did not like it.
Oh, this is a great movie.
And I love,
Ghostbusters.
I love Bill Murray. Love Bill Murray.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Love Stripes. Well, Dan Aykroyd, part of the Blues Brothers, which is one of my all-time favorites.
That's very good.
Oh, my gosh. One of my all-time favorites. But Bill, that vehicle for him. Stripes. Caddyshack. I mean, even Groundhog Day, which I still think I will put Groundhog Day.
I love Groundhog Day. One of my favorite romantic comedies ever.
Okay. And that to me is okay, you agree with me then. I didn't bring this up to you. Had an argument with one of my friends that's a chick flick. Groundhog Day is a chick flick. It's a really good movie. It's a good movie. It's that Andy McDowell, right? Andy McDowell?
Yes.
The brunette? Yes. You know I like brunettes. Especially if my wife's listening right now, which I know she isn't. She's not listening. Andy McDowell, man. She's cute. She's cute. By the way, you never watched NYPD Blue, right?
I have seen episodes. I haven't seen everything, but I've seen episodes.
Do you remember Kim Delaney?
Yeah.
From NYPD Blue. She's just joined the cast of General Hospital. And she's a big Eagles fan. So we're going to have to get Kim Delaney on the show at some point. But she's just joined the cast of General Hospital, and she's taking over the role that Demi Moore started her career with on GH of Jackie Templeton. And I got to tell you, still looks really good. Still looks really good.
Demi Moore still looks really good, too.
Demi Moore does, too. She was very talented. One of the many talented actors and actresses to come out of Port Charles, New York. There she is. Paul in Charlotte joins us on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Paul, good morning to you, and I appreciate your call.
Oh, good morning to you. Thanks so much for taking my call. Hey, just one thing real quick. Big fan of our Charlotte, UNC Charlotte 49ers. And if you want to see a coach that's up and coming, remember the name Will Healy. The UNC Charlotte 49ers have won 7 of their last 8 Conference USA games. They beat Texas El Paso yesterday. Charlotte didn't even have a football program 7 years ago, so I think that our coach Will Healy is going to be someplace big really soon.
Paul, and you heard it here first. Where is Will from? Because I know the name. What?
Will had a whole bunch of. I don't know off the top
does
of my
he have
head.
SEC, does he? Well, we'll have to Google him and take a look at him because I know that there's somebody. There is at least one or two people in my life that have told me about Will Healy. I got to tell you, I'm ignorant. I'm sorry to be ignorant on the 49ers, though I am an American Athletic Conference fan. But great job. So what do you got for me today?
Well, I wanted to mention about parents, and you mentioned earlier really kind of was very touching. And I just wanted to comment about my dad passed away about a year ago, and I think about, our life and sports and everything, and I just remember my dad took me to, I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. My dad took me to the very first Buffalo Sabre game ever in 1970.
Really?
I still remember Floyd Smith took the opening faceoff against John Beliveau. A couple of years later, we went to the 1975 Stanley Cup.
Against my, at the time, Philadelphia Flyers.
Philadelphia Flyers. And I remember standing there in game 6 while the Flyers, Bobby Clark and Moose DuPont and everybody else skated around Buffalo's ice with the cup. But then the next year, in 1976, the Buffalo Sabres played the Soviet Wings. The best teams from the Soviet Union came over and played against the Sabres and against the Flyers. And that was the game that Viktor Tikhonov took his team off the ice because they were too
scared. Yeah, because Ed Van Imp. That was because Ed Van Imp, he thought was too rough. The Russians ran and hid, which is good.
We went to the old Formula One. I'm a big race fan. We went to the old Formula One back in the 70s at Watkins Glen. And then we went to games at Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Toronto. And
those are great memories, Paul. I appreciate it. Those are great memories. And I'm glad to have them with Betty, too. We used to, back in the day when I worked for the Flyers, When I was a young kid in college and then right out of college, working for the Philadelphia Flyers coaching staff, Mike Keenan was the coach of the Flyers, and they would have a Saturday afternoon game that was like Parents' Day, where you got to bring your parents to an afternoon game, and then there'd be like a little luncheon, some food, and everything like that. So my mom came down, and I think my Aunt Doris came with her, because I had two tickets, and my Aunt Doris came with her. And so we come down. So Anthony, Mike Keenan gets my mom's seats right behind the goal at the one end of the ice, like right behind the goal. She was like pretty much right over the shoulder of the person running the goal lamp that lights the lamp in the little box. So the goal judge, and the pucks are slamming off the glass during warmups. And she says, man, she's like sort of flinching. I said, Mom, it's not going to hit you. The puck's not going to hit you. And wouldn't you know, in the second period of the game, the glass shattered.
Oh, wow.
The game, she's sitting there. She was like three rows back, and the glass shattered. And they had a long delay where they had to replace it and everything. And she said to me, like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's good. But Coach Keenan is absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. There you go. JB in Louisville joins us. JB, you're on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, I got to call in every Sunday because the fact of the matter is that you connect with me within your first three sentences. My real name is Ignatius, so you know what upbringing was. But for the last 20 years, I've preached that there is a supreme being, and I believe that supreme being is good. And so we're polar opposites. My mom died. We're about the same age. My mom died when I was 13 of a brain aneurysm. But my dad raised me and my five brothers. We all graduated from college, if that tells you what any kind of man he was. So I just wanted to preface my comments with that.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your kindness.
But the baseball thing is, we love it when the small payroll teams beat the big payroll teams. And anybody that hadn't been watching Tampa Bay and didn't think they had a chance is really, really not. And we love underdogs in sports, and that's why I listen to your show. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to your mom, man.
Thank you very much, buddy. God bless you, too. Thank you so much. I bet the professor's going to hammer out another email to me, Anthony. It's going to be another email from the professor. Your constant talk about God is really offending me. I'm like, yes, we do so much God talk on the show. Yeah, we really, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. There are horrible people out there. I asked you earlier, Anthony, is there a chance that Dallas loses today to the Washington football team? I mean, honestly, is there a chance they lose this game?
I think there might be a chance.
Oh my gosh. My gosh.
Things aren't going well in Dallas right now.
You brought up something to me that, by the way, I will not claim to have 20/20 hindsight. In fact, my vision is obviously blocked, probably by my butt cheeks, the way I'm going right now, because, I mean, I had the Minnesota Vikings winning the Super Bowl.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my gosh.
That's against hard. The Buffalo Bills. So at least okay. You have the Bills, maybe.
Seriously. The Bills and the Vikings. But I applauded the Dallas Cowboys hiring of Mike McCarthy. And the Dallas Cowboys look lost. They look lost.
I mean, if you saw that report from Jane Slater this week, NFL Network, citing that the team's players aren't either happy with or buying into McCarthy's coaching style. So
okay, I'm going to say this about them. Whoever is the whiny little Bichons.
Well, then McCarthy said this week he responded by saying they should have handled it like men, so I'm not sure how well that went over either.
Well, but is McCarthy wrong for saying that?
No.
I mean, seriously, you don't do that. If you've got if you have a gripe with someone and you are a grown man, now many times the Dallas Cowboys, I guess, have problems drafting them or signing them. But I would suggest if you're a grown man, don't you take it up with the grown man eye to eye? Don't you do that? I mean, seriously, don't you do that? I mean, that's, I would think that that's what you do. And to me, this is a, to me, this is borderline crazy town. That you're ready to bail on your head coach that early on. You're ready to trash him publicly. You're talking to Jane Slater. You're getting, you know, whispers out of the locker room. For God's sakes. Is this like the high school lunch table? Or is this a professional football team? Now, don't get me wrong. Watching the Dallas Cowboys struggle, watching Dallas implode upon itself, is honestly one of the greatest joys in life. And after a 2020 that's been really, really crappy, I'm figuring this is God's little way. Oh, there I did. I said it again. It's God's little way of saying, look, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to toss you something. Watching Daniel Jones trip himself the other night was seriously. That was one of those moments, too. That was one of those moments. And think about it. If Daniel Jones had scored that touchdown, if he had just run like, not like Forrest Gump, because he was so fast, but he trips himself. If he didn't waste that extra time and they had to waste extra time, they would have had more time potentially at the end of the game if the Eagles had taken the lead to go on down there, get a field goal, and win the game. So he cost them twice. All right, coming up, I want to know where we go from here. After we turn the page on 2020, where do we go from here in sports? Because it's getting complicated. Second hour of the John Kincaid Show comes your way next. Welcome aboard CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.